Ja, Rimini Protocol is een wereldwijd geroemd theatergezelschap. Ze hebben inmiddels beproefde formule ontwikkeld voor hun theatervoorstellingen. Statistieken die stoppen mensen in diagrammen, die dan weer worden gebruikt voor politieke beslissingen. Maar wat als die cijfers een gezicht krijgen? Als de ware verhalen verteld worden? En na grote steden als Londen, Berlijn, Melbourne en Tokio is er nu de voorstelling 100% Amsterdam. En aan tafel zitten twee mensen die verbonden zijn aan het project. Helgaar Haug, zij komt direct uit de repetitieruimte gestormd. En Bas van der Tang, hij is een deelnemer aan het project. Goedenavond en thanks for coming. Hey. Helgaar, how do you pronounce your name correctly?
Helgaar Haug.
Helgaar Haug.
It's a Viking name. So.
Ah, yeah, it's a poetic name. For how long have you been working on this 100% project?
Well, we first did a show in 2008 in Berlin. Where we asked ourselves the first time, like, how can we invite a whole city onto a stage and play a game with 100 people that represent the city, like in statistical terms. And then we got invitations to all different places and finally to Amsterdam.
Finally. But why did you start it, the project?
Well, we always work with people that are not trained actors, like in the other place as well.
Also and before the 100%.
Yeah, so we do various or different plays. And here we were just interested to really, see the city, like reflect or mirror the city as well to the audience. So you, when you sit in the audience, you look at here in Amsterdam, 100 people, and each person stands for 8,000 people in your city.
8,000 people.
Yeah, because here there are like 800,000 inhabitants.
Yeah.
So profile-wise, you would find one person standing or maybe speaking for 8,000.
What is your drive to keep going with this project, city after city after city?
Well, it is not at all tiring because it's always a new situation. It's new people. Here we found 100 really fantastic, very open-minded, very creative people that started the process. So we come with a very rough script. We have a couple of questions and a couple of rules that we then adapt to the city, to the reactions or in reaction to what we learned in the interviews of the 100 people. So each of the participants had an interview, we read this and then started the process of seeing, okay, is that question right? Is it actually, is that an urgent question to ask? Is that reflecting something, a process going on in the city, maybe as well in the country, maybe in Europe? Is it a personal question?
Wow.
So it's a mixture of political and very personal questions.
And then for 100 persons, there's a lot of questions and a lot of answers.
Yes, it is, I guess, like as an audience, you probably track a couple of people, and that's fun to do, to see like, okay, for that question, that person states yes, here, no. Oh, why is that? You actually want to talk to those people.
Yeah.
You actually want, everybody's like a book that you constantly write while watching.
But all those questions and answers fits one foretelling, one play of 1 hour or something.
It's an hour and a half.
Wow. And how do you fit all those questions and answers?
How do we do that?
It's a lot of walking back and to.
Bas, ik ga even naar jou. Het Rimini Protocol, die werkt niet met theaterprofessionals dus, maar met experts van alle dag. Ik lees even voor uit de flyer hoor. Van Oost-Europese vrachtwagenchauffeurs tot Indiaanse callcenter medewerkers in de hand geselecteerde Rimini. dat. Hoe heb jij het ervaren? Hoe begon het voor jou, dit project?
Ik kwam er heel laat bij, omdat in het begin was het een kettingreactie dat de eerste nodigde de tweede uit en zo werden de categorieën gevuld. Maar op het eind kwam dat op een gegeven moment zo nauw dat het echt mensen bellen werd van wie kent er nog een man uit Zuidoost, Nederlandse afkomst.
En wat is het profiel waar jij in moest passen?
Dat zeg ik, Zuidoost, man, Nederlands, tussen de 35 en de 50 jaar oud.
Dat was het. Nou, dat is
ik vind het wel genoeg.
Precies. Ja. En daar paste jij uiteindelijk in?
Nou ja, daar paste ik in één keer in, inderdaad. Ja.
En toen moest maar na lang zoeken bij. Bedoel ik?
Met mij was de druppel bijna over de rand van de emmer.
En toen jij erin kwam, waren ze toen al begonnen met...
Nee, we hadden twee kennismakingsdagen. Toen was er eentje al geweest.
Ja.
En het was meer of dan nou een beetje contact maken met elkaar, vertellen wat allemaal de bedoeling is en zo. Dus even snuffelen aan de stad Schouwburg vast. Ja. En nu hebben we 3 repetities gehad.
Today is the 4th.
Oh, wow.
En morgen generalen en dan 4 keer knallen.
Really? So 4 repetitions en dan?
Ja.
Wow. En hoe ziet een repetitie voor jou eruit dan?
Het duurt 4 uur. En het is, eerst wordt alles in het Engels verteld, dan wordt het vertaald in het Nederlands. Dus het duurt soms is het heel log, omdat je natuurlijk met z'n 100 op het podium staat. Ja. He, van echt hele oude mensen. De oudste is 83 en de jongste is 1,5. Ja. Dus het is heel chaotisch. Ja, dus, dus 4 uur is behoorlijke draining eigenlijk. Maar het is wel heel gaaf.
Ja, ja, ja. En what was for you the challenge in this Amsterdam project?
Well, the challenge is always to find the right questions. And here, I mean, it is a very open-minded, very tolerant society, but has a sort of shift or roll back to conservative opinion as well and a tendency. So that was something we were really interested in, of course, like to see, okay, where do people, dare to express their opinions, even if they're maybe not like PC or like political correct or it is
challenging the people all the time.
Yeah, it is as well like approaching like different groups of people. Like even if we only had those 5 categories, of course it's all a different level of education as well. There are different income groups and so on. So there were quite some hidden criteria to find. Yeah, all levels of society. Like in comparison maybe to other cities, I have the feeling here the questions are not so much lying on the street. Yeah. Here maybe the humor is really on the street. So it's many people seem they are busy with questions and discussions, but often that seems not to be like their main like occupation. Yeah. So and we wanted to break that open and say, okay, but there are important questions like what is with climate change? What do you like imagine will happen to your country, for example?
The people in Amsterdam didn't care about climate change.
No, I think you can start a process. You can start, of course, people have heard about it, but it's not so much like we just came from Philadelphia where the diversity of the city is much bigger, where race conflicts, it's just everywhere. And you can ask everybody and they have a very, very, very strong opinion and they want to discuss and they want to like state opinions. And here I have the feeling like people are, it's only the second day or a third that we actually then managed to go into that.
So when you look now back at the days, you want more days maybe to
No, I think it's actually good to share that with audience now. It's actually a right moment now because when the audience comes, something new is triggered as well, like because suddenly they get a reaction. You hear people like shouting, you might hear them laughing, you get all this kind of reaction. And then I think that opens again a new process where you finally see, okay, yeah, true, that's what theater is about. It's about communication.
Yeah. But you just said that you came from Philadelphia. Just Amsterdam is the 20th city in which you are doing this project. Are the citizens of Amsterdam very different people? Like really different. Is there some unique thing that is different from people from Amsterdam than people from Paris or Tokyo?
No. First of all, we're all humans, so I think no. Of course, there's a mentality maybe, and people are very friendly. Like we had other cities like where there was, like people just wouldn't be. We couldn't approach them with certain questions. For example, I have the feeling here you can ask the question and you get a response. We had like in other city people leaving when they said you can't ask this, and people really like.
What do you do with those people?
Well, we try to.
Because then you have to find a new one who fits exactly the same. Yeah.
I actually enjoyed the discussion to say why did this like why happened what happened exactly, why did you leave? Another person was already like no, you know, politics is I discuss it at home, it's private, it's not public. So that's more a general attitude maybe. And then you can't participate in that project, that's true.
Bas, hoe is het voor jou op toneel te staan nu opeens?
Nou ja, ik vind het heel leuk en ik heb ook wat toneelervaring en ik ben leraar, dus ik ben wel gewend om op te treden in die zin.
Yeah.
Maar om met z'n honderden... Nou, wat ik heel leuk vind is dat je merkt dat je met 100 onbekend op het podium staat, maar dat je daardoor toch, omdat je dat gezamenlijke doel hebt en dat iedereen zich daarop instelt van nou, dit gaan we doen, ben je toch in één keer in een coherente groep. En het geeft dus een hele leuke swing eraan.
Er ontstaat een soort groepsdynamiek met 100 totaal verschillende mensen.
Ja, je staat één keer... Tijdens het eten sta je te praten met een advocaat en een bakker. En dat is toch het, allemaal gelijk gestemd daarin.
Is de voorstelling die je aanraadt aan je scholieren?
Ja, denk ik eigenlijk wel. Er zitten zulke mooie, ze hebben hele mooie vormen om te laten zien. Van, nou, je kan wel zeggen het zijn 100 mensen, dat is dan Amsterdam.
Ja.
Ze hebben hele mooie vormen gevonden om dan toch alle verschillen en verschillende meningen daarbinnen zichtbaar te maken. In gesproken of juist beeldend, bewegend of juist heel statisch. En dat maakt het echt heel boeiend.
Ja. Wanneer is hij te zien? When is de voorstelling? When you can come to the voorstelling? My English is brilliant, it's fabulous.
So tomorrow is the dress rehearsal. Day after tomorrow is the
so
first show.
So the 10 December to the 13th of December.
Woensdag, donderdag, vrijdag.
Yeah.
Saturday.
Yeah.
And then it's over. You never see each other again.
Let's see.
Let's see. Thanks for coming, Helgaard Haug en Bas van der Tak.